Well, thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here, and I hope that there's some mutual benefit. It's wonderful to see you all.
谢谢大家给我机会在这边跟大家分享神的道理，希望我们从中得到我们讲的跟听的都得到益处。
Well, in history, the blessing of God has been sought through all sorts of different ways. Sacrifice, through ceremony, through self-denial, through money, through secret knowledge, through legalistic adherence to a code, and through prayer.
在历史当中, 神所赐的福分可以分成很多的种类, 在, 牺牲方面, 在礼仪方面, 在金钱方面, 在我们的知识方面, 我们只要是依附做神的发点的时候, 那个祷告, 神就会赐福给我们。
And if God is real, and presumably you're here because you think He is, or you're at least open to the idea, then you want His blessing.
假如你觉得神是真的时候，因为我们的存在，既纪念神的真实圣性的时候，我们就是很明显的要得到神给我们的福气。
So how do you get it? How do you get the blessing of God?
我们如何能得到神的祝福呢？神的赐福呢？
Well, we know that Deuteronomy is really a second law. It's not really a new law, but it's a restatement of the law for the time and the situation that the Israelites were found in that particular time.
其实我们刚才所读的《生命记》整本的《生命记》不是一个新的命令，是另外一个命令。这是从在摩西在重申以色列人在当时情况重新再颁布第二个命令。
And where they are is on the plains of Moab. They're standing on the edge of the land that God had promised the Israelites. And Moses summons them all in verse 2. And he gives them an impassioned speech imploring them to choose life with God, to agree again before they had entered the promised land to be God's people, to commit to Him, to obey Him, to love Him. Even as God remains true to His side of the bargain, they will be His people and He will be their God.
当时他们是在摩亚的平原，是在应许地的边界。摩西当时是小于以色列人，在这边摩西陈词非常的恳切的，要求以色列人要遵从神的命令，要他们遵从神的命令，他们才可以进到神所应许之地。神要以色列人去顺服他，去爱他。
But before they enter the promised land, he reminds them of the covenant. He tells them this. He says, you don't learn from your mistakes, in verses 1 to 9.
在一到九节，摩西已经是提醒以色列人说，他在提醒以色列人他们的祖先，神跟他们所定的约。
He reminds them of the way He provided for them in the desert for 40 years, and now He's enabled them to defeat armies.
在一到九节，摩西已经重新他们以前祖先所经过的，在40年的时间。 他们所经历的事情，那现在他们要再次的在神的面前要，摩西要再提醒他们。And
the crazy thing is that the Israelites don't learn from their experiences.
但是那些以色列人他们非常的顽强，他们没有从以前学到什么功课。These
things that their mothers and fathers had seen, that they had seen some of them with their own eyes, they had experienced the saving hand and the providing hand of God. He did it so that they would know that He is the Lord, verse 6, and yet they didn't have the eyes to see or the ears that hear. They didn't, to this point, get just how good God was. They hadn't, to this point, been able to display their wholehearted commitment to God that He deserved.
从第六节我们看见，虽然从他们的父母的身上 从他们自己的经验上面，都是没有得到神给他们 的信息，也没有完全学到神教他们所学的。
And so it's necessary as they come even or ever closer to entering the promised land that Moses reminds them of the heart of the covenant and he calls them to enter into the covenant afresh.
所以在29章10到15节，摩西在跟他们说清楚神的命令是怎么样，要他们在这个月的中心显出到底摩西要告诉他们神到底要跟他们讲什么说话。
And so we see in verses 10 to 15 that every last one of them stands there, leaders, men, women, children, servants and foreigners, all the people of Israel and all the hangers-on, each one of them part of the people of Israel.
从第十到第十五节我们就看见，我读一读给大家听好不好。第十十到十五节，摩西怎么样跟以色列人去提醒他们，他们是什么东西？提醒他们，他们什么东西呢？十到十五节 ，I'll read the 10 to 15。你们今日你们的首领、族长、长老、官长、以色列的男丁、你们的妻子儿女和营中寄居的，以及你们劈柴挑水的人，都站在耶和华你们的神面前。
And they stand there ready to enter into the covenant. And what is it? Verse 13, that Israel will be God's people and he will be their God.
那我们看见什么东西，看见什么情况呢？是他们完全的都站在神的面前，以神立约。
Now, of course, being God's people requires wholehearted commitment. It requires acknowledging just who God is and therefore requires obedience to his commands.
摩西让他们知道他们要全心的付出，需要认识神，以知道他们知道神是谁，要遵从他的诫命。
It's like when you're someone's father, you may well be their father, but you're not being their father unless you're doing the things that a father does, looking after your child, protecting them, caring for them, providing for them, loving them.
就好像一个儿子，他要听父亲的话，父亲也要做他的角色，让他的儿子来听他的说话。
Similarly, Israel are not being God's people unless they follow, love, and obey and commit to Him. And that commitment and obedience has been laid out, and it's stringent. You just need to look back over the earlier chapters of the book to see how demanding being God's people really was, law after law.
同样的，以色列人也要遵从神，更爱神，才可以成为神的儿子之民。神的律例是严格的。从生命记我们的几章，我们可以看见，到底要成为神的儿女，要怎么样去遵从神的话语，才可以成为神的儿女。
And in verse 9, they would have carefully followed the terms of the covenant so that they may prosper in everything they did.
他们从第九节我们可以看见，我们只要是顺从神的律例的时候，他们就可以得到丰富的生命。
And we see in chapter 28 that there is blessing for obedience and curses for disobedience. Blessing for being the people of God and curses for not being the people of God.
如果我们要看回生命记前几章，尤其是二十八章，我们就可以看见，如果要成为神的子民的时候，我们要全然的要顺服神。如果我们要成为神的子民。
In fact, the blessing of God in chapter 28and here in this chapter depends upon wholehearted commitment and obedience to God, and the result of disobedience, non-commitment to God, is curses.
从28章我们可以看见他们如何要把那个心交出来来顺从神，才可以得到神给他的赐福，要不然的时候就受到咒诅。
And some of the consequences are spelled out in verse 16 to 29, first for the individuals and then corporately as well.
从16到29节，我们就可以看见， 不顺从神的后果是怎么样？这个后果是从个体到整体的。
So individually, Moses lays out the possibility of someone who has turned to worshipping idols and gods other than the God of Israel.
从二十十六到二十九节，二十九章哈，十六到二十九节，我们可以看见离弃神的后果是怎么样。从个人到整体，摩西从这两方面都有做到。
And he imagines a situation where this person is so complacent that they say in verse 19, I will be safe, even though I persist in going my own way. Essentially saying that they don't take seriously the covenant of being God's people.
在第十九节他们这样有个节十九节这样说，听见这咒诅的话，心里仍然是自夸说，我虽然行事心里惶梗，连累众人却是平安。这就是说，
And then it says in verse 20,
第二十我再讲下去，就是说他们没有尊重自己的身份是神的儿女。在二十节他怎么样说，二十节说，耶和华必不饶恕他，耶和华的怒气与愤恨要将他发作如焰冒出，将这书上所写的一切咒诅都加在他身上，耶和华又要从天下涂抹他的名。
So this is very, very serious stuff.
这是很严重的事情。
So that was individually. Corporately, Moses talks about a situation when future generations or visitors to the promised land that they're about to go into, they see it, they'll be so aghast at how a previously extraordinarily fertile land has become so disastrous, so barren and unfruitful.
那对群众又怎么样？对群体又怎么样？是在二十二到二十八节，摩西说，群体如果是没有去尊重耶和华，听他的教训，去全然去顺服他的时候，他们的后果也是很严重，以致令他们的子孙、他们的朋友跟他们的地都要受到灾殃。
And they'll ask, why has the Lord done this to this land? Why this fierce burning anger? In verse 24.
在二十四节，为什么神要发这样大的怒气，要把他们的土地全部毁灭呢？
And then the answer will be in verse 25.
二十五节。二十五节就是那边的答案，我读一读给大家听。二十五节
，You read.
二十五节他说，人啊，二十四、二十五节所看见的人，连万国的人都必问说，耶和华为何向此地降刑呢？这样大发烈怒是什么意思呢？人必回答说，是因这地的人离弃了耶和华，他们的列祖的神。领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约。
Deuteronomy promises curses to the Israelites for disobedience, for failure to be his people. If they disobey, they'll be thrown out of the land they'd been promised as God's people.
在申命记里面记载说，不遵从神的，是得到神的咒诅，因为他们不再是神的子民，他们会被赶出这个应许之地。
And one of the saddest notes in Deuteronomy is this. It's already been seen as done. Listen again. The nations will ask, why has the Lord done this to this land? Why this fierce burning anger in verse 24?
好像在二十四节说，其实这样的事情已经是有发生过，也会再次发生。
And the answer will be in verse 25. It is because these people abandoned the covenant of the Lord.
只是因为二十五节说，因为这些人他们违背了神跟他们所立的约。
Moses describes the curses as things that will happen in the verses we just read as going to happen. Listen again. The nations will ask, why has the Lord done this to this land? Why this fierce burning anger?
摩西又再重新的说，这些事情会有发生，也会再次发生。
And then in chapter 30, verse 1, when all these blessings and curses I have set before you come on you, did you hear that Moses said when, not if, not should they come on you, but when?
在我们去到第三十节的时候， 摩西说这些事情会发生，不是说何时啊，对不起，而是说会发生，但是在何时发生。
He predicts their disobedience again later, and also he's seen their previous behavior, because time and time again they fail to be obedient to God and they fall into sin. So he's expecting it. And we see through the books of 1 and 2 Kings that that's exactly what happens. They get thrown out of the promised land.
摩西其实已经有预料到以色列人他们以后一定会违背神。他们一定会被掳啊！我们从列王记上下都看见历史上所记载的事情。
They will experience the curses of the covenant, and the blessings of the covenant will be taken away.
他们体验到不遵守神得到什么样的咒诅。
It's impossible for Israel. They are going to fail and be cursed.
就是。福气当时就会临到，后也离开他们。他们也以色列人，其实他们没有可能可以接受到这些事情的发生。
The thing is, the blessings of God depends here on impossible obedience, wholehearted obedience that Israel could just not muster.
因为以色列人其实他们不可以没有神。当他们被掳，神离开他们的时候，他们是必然会失败。
And nor can we.
其实我们也是一样。
Now you might tell me you're good and that you try your hardest, but I'm going to put it starkly. I have two questions for Israel and for us.
其实，在我们来说，我们好像以色列人一样，我们没有可能。如果神离开了我们的时候，我们会怎么样呢？啊？牧师在问，神没有，有些的顺服，我们觉得是没有可能的。但是，是不是没有可能的时候，我们牧师有两个问题要问我们。
First question: If God is real and He is as He's described in the Bible, good, just, compassionate, and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, He created the universe and sustains our every breath, then does God deserve to be made the absolute highest priority in all of our lives at all times?
好像如果我们觉得我们已经做了足够的时候，但是牧师在问，如果神是真实的时候，他是因为神是公义的，他有慈爱的，他不轻易发怒，他创造宇宙，他保存我们的气息，神值得我们以他为作首位吗？
Well, assuming the answer is yes,He does deserve to be the highest priority all the time. Then here's my second question.
如果那个答案是 yes, 是对的时候，那我们是值得让神在我们的生命上面居首位。第二个问题。
The second question. Do you always prioritize God above all other priorities?
我们有没有把神放在首位？我们所做的都是以神为先呢？
And of course, the answer is no. You don't.
但是很可惜的，很多时候我们都没有这样做。
And nor do I, but the blessings of God depend on unwavering obedience and commitment.
有时候我自己也没有这样做到，所以啊。
In other words, the blessings of God and avoiding the cursesDepend on impossible obedience, impossible commitment to being His people, impossible for Israel, impossible for us.
Where do we now? Sorry, I just missed a little bit. Sorry. In the other words, 好。在另外一方面来说，好像我们没有这一个的能力去做到啊，神要求我们去做的。让神在我们的生命里面居首位。
Make no mistake, there is no hope of escaping the curse of sin for Israel being cast out of the promised land, for us being cast out of His presence, cast into hell. If it's up to us, we're gone because we fail.
因为如果我们好像以色列人一样没有做到神要我们做的时候，我们一定会失败，
But hear this from verses 1 to 7 of chapter 30.
因为神是我们的保障，是我们自己的选择。 那在30章1到7节，他这样说啊。 I will read 1 to 7, it's a bit long. Okay. 我会读第30章1到7节，我读的慢一点，我们知道1到7节是说什么，给我一点时间。 因为很多的纸张在这边, there's many pages there, I've got here.
Okay.
好了，第30章，摩西怎么样说？ 我所陈明在你们面前的一切诅咒都临到你身上。 你在耶和华你神追赶你到万国中心，万国中必兴你罪孽做祝福的话，你和你的子孙若尽心尽意归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日一切所吩咐的听从他的话，那时耶和华你的神必连续你，救回你这被掳的子民。 耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你们到万民中，将你召聚回来。你被赶上的人，就是在天涯的，耶和华你的神也必从那里将你召聚回来。耶和华你的神必领你进入你列祖所得的地，使你可以得着，又必善待你，使你的人数比你的列祖 众多第六节，耶和华你的神必叫你心里和你的后裔心里的污秽除掉，好叫你尽心尽心爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。耶和华你的神必叫这一切的咒诅加在你仇敌和恨乎你逼迫你的人的身上。
The wonderful note of God's grace to Israel is that the Lord Himself will act in His grace. He will do what is required for them to obey Him. He will circumcise their hearts so that they may love Him with all of their heart and with all of their soul and live. The impossible becomes possible only by the gracious act of God in Himself turning their hearts toward Him. The impossible obedience is made possible by God changing their heart towards Him. By His grace, He makes the impossible possible. But of course, when we read on, we know that even after they were restored to the promised land, after the years of exile, Israel's heart was sometimes turned towards God and sometimes not. But God gives us the ultimate solution to the problem of impossible obedience. Because of course there was one who was impossibly obedient. Jesus is the only one ever to always, in every way, actually be God's people, the only one to keep the covenant. But because God takes sin so seriously and must punish disobedience with curse, one had to be cursed. Jesus, the impossibly obedient one, took on the curse for our failure to be God's people.
这是因为神恨恶罪恶，所以一定要受主咒诅。那这个咒诅是由谁来担当？就是主耶稣一个人完全的担当这个罪恶上面的咒诅。
And so at the same time, Christ obeyed perfectly and took on the curse for disobedience.
所以基督主耶稣完全顺服了神的旨意，担当了这一个罪恶上的咒诅，来得到令到我们可以得到神给我们的福气。
And so now, instead of impossible obedience, we receive the blessings of God, escape from the curse of hell and the glories of life in heaven with God, and the ability to be God's people, to love Him by faith in the one who impossibly obeyed.
因此我们得到神的出神的赐福，不但使我们因为这主耶稣的缘故，我们可以逃避了这个咒诅，而且还在天上得了天上的荣耀。使我们成为神的子民，还有让我们可以爱他，去有这个信心去爱他。
Romans 10:4 says, Christ is the end of the law, so that there might be righteousness for anyone who believes.
在罗马书第十章第四节，他说，律法的总结就是基督，使各位在他们都能够得到这个义。
And so now.Our blessings come not from our own obedience, which they could never come from, but from Christ's obedience given to us and accessed by faith.
所以这个福气不是我们自己可以做这个顺从的，不是靠自己做顺从，而是这个顺从跟信心都是从基督而来赐给我们的。
And so now Romans 10:9 is our way to God's richest blessings. If you confess with your mouth,Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
就好像罗马书第十章第九节说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里面相信神叫他从死里复活，就必然得救。
Chapter 30 ends with stirring words.
在生命记第三十章最后的几节里面，可以感动我们的心。
And so,Here is a few of them.
这是我读给他们，我读给大家听。在三十节，三十章第十五节开始，怎么样说呢？他说：“看啊，我今日将生以福，死以祸成名在你面前，吩咐你爱耶和华你的神，遵行他的道。”谨守他的诫命，列立典章，使你可以存活，人数增多。耶和华你神就必在你所要的进去得为业的土地上赐福于你。你若心里偏离，不肯听从，却被勾引去敬拜侍奉别神，我今日明明的告诉你们，你们必要灭亡。在你过约旦河进去围着夜的地上，你的日子必不长久。
And so, of course, I want to encourage us all to choose life. The choice is that stark.
所以今天我也是要鼓励大家，我们去选择我们的生命啊，
But as we said, Deuteronomy is Moses reapplying the law of God to the time that Israel were in.
生命记是摩西对以色列人重新神对他们的诫命。
And so I'm confident to say that what Moses would say to us today is now choose Christ. In him are all the blessings of God.
同样的，当时摩西对以色列人说要选择神的时候，他今天如果摩西还在，也会跟我们说，要我们去选择主耶稣基督，让我们的生命可以得到神所赐的福。
阿门。
阿门。